Hi all, and welcome to another demonstration. And in this demo, I want to show you a really cool stand that I've also just received. And the reason why I got this stand was because I found out that the ScanJig, now this is according to my workplace, when we tried to source it to bring it into Australia, we got told apparently that it's no longer manufactured. But I'm assuming because I got the ScanJig from Amazon, there's just units sitting in some Amazon warehouse somewhere that they're just selling. So feel free to keep buying the ScanJig, which was the plastic box, which I'm currently still using, of course. But I thought I probably should get something that is current and is sold in shops and you can get your hands on, etc., etc. Now, I've already got the full version of this stand. And of course, what I'm talking about is the full-size version anyway. The full-size version is called the Belkin Tablet Stage Stand, which is a very large stand on a platform. So you've got the big platform and it's huge. I'm pretty certain it's actually made of metal with a plastic overlay over it. And I reckon it's probably about 60 centimeters square, and then you've got a pole coming out of one corner that of course you can stick in there, and then on top of that you've actually got the stand that you can position in a horizontal or a vertical or in between position to support an iPhone, an iPad, or any other smartphone or tablet. So that's the big one. It's not particularly portable unless you're working in some sort of big suitcase or something. So I thought, let me get my hands on the Belkin Mini Tablet Stage Stand, and this is what I've got right in front of me, and it's an absolutely beautiful little stand. It folds up, it's very cute, it feels fantastic, etc., etc. So let me explain to you what it's all about first, and then we'll do a bit of a go of it with seeing AI and my iPhone. All right, so I've got it here in front of me on the desk, and it's actually folded down at the moment. So when it's facing me, it's actually longer than it is wide, of course, because the stand has to go up and away from me. Now, if you're familiar with the size of an iPad mini, if I put the iPad mini in landscape mode, that's the width of the Belkin mini stand. And if I rotate the iPad mini to portrait, probably between that and the back of the Belkin mini stand is probably another, I'd probably say about 4 centimeters. Okay, so it's not particularly huge. I'm just gonna put my iPad mini aside. Now, if I put my hand down in the middle, there's a little rubber tag that I'm gonna pull off with a little clip. And if I pull that tag up, it's pulling up the stand itself off the plate of the Belkin mini stand itself. So I'm gonna keep pulling up. Now it's halfway up. Now I'm gonna push it back all the way with my hand. So what it's done now, it's actually locked itself into a vertical mode. If I fill up the back of the plate, so this is the platform on the desk, there's a round cylinder, and of course inside that is where the mechanism is to push up and down the back plate of the actual stand, because I haven't extended the actual stand yet, it's just the back plate. And if I come to the right hand side of that cylinder, there's actually a button. If I push the button in, I can hold the top back of the actual Belkin mini stand and pull it down, and it just closes. Okay, so I'm gonna grab the little rubber thing in the middle, pull it up again, right back. And then when I push it back, that button that I said I pressed in, that pops out so I know it's actually locked. And if I try and move it, I can't move it because that button's popped out. So to put it down again, I've gotta push that button in. All right, so now we have to extend the actual stand that the actual item will actually sit on. So the stand's in the front face of that plate that's currently in vertical at the moment. So I'm gonna pull it up towards me and it's going up, 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 up. And now it's actually flat. Then I've got the stage on the bottom and up the top, I've got a platform that my iPhone, my iPad, of course, sit on. So that's in horizontal mode. If I grab my iPad mini, I can just pop it on top and position the camera in the stand. Towards the front facing me, there's a long slot, and of course that's where you would basically position the camera, in this case of my iPad mini, to point through that slot and then you would put your document on the stand underneath it. The other really cool thing though about this stand, if I grab the top of this little stand now, it's in horizontal mode still, and I pull it down a little bit, I've now got it at an angle. Now, of course, if I try and put my iPad mini on it, it's going to stay on, but if I keep pressing it down, it's going to fall off, all right? So that was pretty dramatic there. I just sort of helped it on its way a little bit. It's staying quite honestly on top. It's got a rubber mat on it to stop things slipping. I just had it almost vertical to make the iPad mini slip off. But what I was going to show you was before I was probably being silly. I'm going to put it down halfway down. So it's now at a slope orientation. It's like the old slope boards that I used to use when I had some low vision for reading print or doing handwriting in front of me. So remember when I said when the stand's in horizontal mode, you've got a slot that you would stick your camera through to be able to read a document. Well, if I come back to that slot, on the bottom of the slot, there's a little door. And if I flick that towards me, it's a little stand to support my iPhone or my iPad mini or anything else, smartphone or tablet, in this orientation. So if I now grab my iPad mini and I stick it on the stand, it's now sitting on that little shelf that I've just pulled out, the little mini stand. I can leave it in this orientation. We have a landscape or portrait because the front camera is facing me and I can actually use it as video conferencing. So if I'm doing video conferencing via Zoom, I can leave it here, which is really cool. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'll take the iPad mini off, pop that back down again, and I'm going to close that little door because I don't actually need it at the moment. And now I'm going to pull up on the little top stand, so it's back in horizontal mode. And then I'm going to grab my iPhone here. Open Seeing AI.
Seeing AI, menu, button.
Okay, and
channel, short text, here's the channel. Adjustable.
I'm going to select document.
Document.
By flicking up. All right, so now I'm going to put my iPhone on the Belkin mini stand because it's in horizontal mode. And I've got my iPhone in landscape mode. I'm just going to push it back a little bit. And my camera's now lined up with that slot. Now, if I'm a bit worried of pulling my phone forward and having it fall off a bit, what I can do is put my iPhone towards the back of the stand. I can open up that shelf, and now I can bring my iPhone back, and it's going to hit the shelf. It can't go anywhere more towards me. And that camera now absolutely lined up perfectly with the slot, because remember, when the little door stroke shelf's down, it's basically taking up half of that slot going side to side. When I take the shelf little door up, it's making it much wider. So I've got much more flexibility in where I can position, in this case, my iPhone's camera. So really, really fantastic design that as well. All right, so let me grab a document and put it around here somewhere. And then my iPad mini, of course. All right, let's see what this piece of paper actually says.
Hold steady.
Okay, here we go.
Processing. Back button.
Flicking to the right.
Scan result. Stage is the ultimate presentation tool for the pad, combining the utility of a document camera with the power of an interactive whiteboard.
Let me just do a two-finger swipe down.
Stage is the ultimate presentation tool for the pad, combining the utility of a document camera with the power of an interactive whiteboard. Bullet. List start. Draw overlay videos. Bullet. Save images or. Bullet. Make classes interactive. And. Free download. Visit Ado Store Tinlay Search Belkin Stage. Belkin. Essential. Play. Button.
Now, there's one thing to keep in mind about with this particular stage stand, because it is fairly tiny. So, remember I said it's about the width of an iPad mini in landscape mode. And if I put the iPad mini in portrait mode from front to back, I said it was about 3 to 4 centimeters longer, which means the actual stand itself, the platform, is not that big. Whereas with my nice big Belkin stage stand that I said has a huge platform, I can fit almost any document I like under that stand. And that stand also comes with a little light to illuminate more the document on the stand. So it's not portable, but you can certainly OCR with a bigger document on that huge Belkin stage stand. So now I'm actually just going to fold this up into its little very tiny configuration again. So first of all, I'm going to close that shelf little door on the top little stand. And then I'm going to push that whole stand down and back towards the back plate. and then I'm going to hold the top of it, and I'm going to push the button on that bottom right hand side of that cylinder, and then pull the back of the stand forward, and then I can release that button, keep pulling it forward, and it's coming down and down and down, and now it's sitting on the bottom. And if I pick it up, it's very, very compact. It's light. It weighs about 1.2 kilos, so it's actually fairly light in your hand. Put my Belkin mini stand back on my desk properly. I'm going to open it up, pull it up, and then push it back. Grab the stand at the back of the vertical plate, pull that stand up at an angle. Grab my iPhone back, pull out the little shot where I said that slot was when it's in horizontal mode, and then put my iPhone on.
One notification.
And now I'm ready to do my Zoom meeting. So there you go. That's the description and a bit of a play around with the Belkin Mini Stage Stand. In Australia, I believe this one was around about $167 Australian. But anyway, you can find more information about it in the Apple Store app or at your favorite Apple or third-party retailer. But anyway, that will do me for this demo. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.